Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Once again, this time, this is not David Wolf. Here it's Marie Glashin, your host for today. Today's show, I'm quite excited. Today we have Kylie. Hello, Kylie.
Hi, Marie.
Welcome to the show. So I invited Kylie because she's special. She's someone who is very eager for the world to transform. She wants to help. She wants to transform the world herself and help those who she considers are really making a difference in the world. So she's an online marketing strategist for a transformative life coach. And so today we are going to learn some basic internet marketing with Kylie. You know, how to put your coaching business. You know, I know she works with coaches and she also works with all kind of healers. So how to really put your business in front, the Facebook marketing, blogging, videos, you know, like that's the type of things that Kylie is going to discuss today. Hello, Kylie. So I would like to ask you, what's the basic principle between, for example, using the internet to build a successful coaching practice?
Okay. Hi, Marie, and thanks for having me on the show. So the basic protocol that we're going to be talking about today in terms of building your business online, your coaching business, your helping, healing business is called attraction marketing. So attraction marketing is different than other styles of marketing that were really successful in the 80s and 90s, interruption marketing, namely. Attraction marketing, it's as simple as it sounds. It's basically this idea that you are positioning yourself in the marketplace in such a way that, in such a way that people are seeking you out for your products and services, and you don't have to go and hunt down leads and prospects. They're coming to you because of how you've positioned yourself. So this is something that's been made possible through the rise of the internet. This isn't really something that we saw before the internet. Makes it possible for people to brand themselves and for people to seek them out for what they do. So basically, there's several components to attraction marketing, and the first component is visibility. So one of the most basic principles of business and of marketing as well is that people have a tendency to do business with people that they know, like, and trust. So they're not going to buy something from you if they don't know anything about you, even if you have the best product, the best service. You know, if they don't know who you are, if there's no face attached to the website or the service, you're not going to get the results that you want in your business. So visibility in terms of the internet basically means you want to be seen. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to spend all your time on every single social networking site, but it means you want to pick one or two and you want to really invest in your community there. So if it's Facebook, if it's YouTube, if it's Twitter, whichever one you choose, you want to spend some time building a community there. And that helps people to get to know you. So if you're a coach and someone else is a coach in the same exact niche, if they're interacting with you online, they're going to go to you over someone that maybe has a great website, but they've never talked to you, they've never seen anywhere in the Web 2.0 universe. So visibility is really important. Also, being visible in your community is important, too, in attraction marketing. And then we have leadership, which is really at the heart of attraction marketing. So in order to demonstrate leadership online, you want to have some expertise in a certain area of knowledge. You want to have some expertise and some experience, and you want to be really willing to share that knowledge with other people. So I look at the marketing world and I see somebody like Mike Dillard, and he's just sharing everything he knows with people, and he built a seven figure business in 6 months, basically by just giving away everything that he knew. And he'll tell you that too. So basically visibility, leadership, and then we've got branding. We all know what branding means, you know, Google and Apple, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Starbucks, like all these companies have done a really good job branding themselves. So a brand is like it's an image, but it also is a promise or a set of expectations that are met and over exceeded every single time. So what's really cool about the internet is that you can brand yourself. And there's a term in internet marketing called You Inc. or You Incorporated, and it basically means that you are the business. So you can use all the social media, all the web technologies to brand yourself. There's an example. Max Simon is a really good example that I like to use because he's a marketer. He teaches internet marketing, but he's branded himself as the enlightened entrepreneur. So immediately you're seeing in his brand a target audience, a purpose. All his events, all his products, all his services are in alignment with that. So you want to just be able to differentiate yourself. In terms of coaching, there's millions of life coaches out there, and there's a lot of them on the internet. So you have to kind of know your target audience, what they want, and how to get it to them, how to deliver it to them. So essentially, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can go with it. There's people that do life coaching with relationships. They focus on relationships. People focus on communication. Some people focus on weight loss. Whatever it is that you're really passionate about and that you know something about, that's where you want to go. So really taking the time to develop your brand is so important before you go online. You don't want to, generally speaking, you don't want to go online and not really have differentiated yourself. It's something you want to put some time and thought into before you put up your website, before you start your Facebook marketing efforts and things like that. So, and then, of course, there's relationship building. I see a lot of marketers online who try to sell before they try to relationship build, and it is so challenging for them to ever make a comeback online. It's really not the greatest thing to do for trust. One of the things that Web 2.0 and social media did for the internet and did for marketing, one of the reasons it revolutionized marketing is that on blogs, on videos, on Facebook, people can interact. So they can talk about your product and service on your page. They can talk about your coaching. They can leave a comment that demonstrates that they were really grateful to you, or that they, you know, they can say all sorts of things on there. And so that kind of community building is what differentiates attraction marketing from just putting an ad on the radio or in the newspaper. You know, people can really get a sense of if you're delivering, if you're meeting your brand expectations, if you're making your customers and your clients happy, then people will... they'll get a really strong sense of that from visiting your fan page or something like that. So you really want to take the time to get to know people online, to build those relationships, to establish trust. One way that a lot of marketers and a lot of coaches and healers, what they do to build trust is they give value away for free before they ever try to sell anything. And that, if I can stress anything today, I think that's one of the most crucial aspects. And a lot of people miss it sometimes. They go on there and they're so excited about their business and they try to sell a package, they try to sell coaching, they try to sell products, information, but they haven't really gotten loyalty or trust yet. They haven't built that trust. They haven't given anything away. So a lot of websites you'll see, you know, people will be giving e-courses, e-books, audio courses and things of that nature, and that's just something to relationship build and add value to your potential customers and clients' lives, and that's really crucial. I don't even think it's really possible to build an online business without that component. And then the other thing is that you really want to be able to solve people's problems. So we talked a little bit about having a target audience and really defining who your target audience is, where they spend time online. It's important to know where they spend time online. And one of the first things that I heard when I was learning marketing is that people don't really care that much about your product or service. And I know that sounds kind of harsh, but it's kind of true. It's a basic principle in marketing. What they really care about, what makes people passionate about you as a business, is that you can help them lose weight. You can help them improve their relationships. You can help them make more money. So a lot of marketing efforts, people are making a really vital mistake, and they're pitching their product or service rather than focusing on results. And that's really, really crucial. So once you identify what you're really passionate about and you build your brand around that, then you can find out where your target audience is spending their time online. Maybe they're spending time on Facebook. If your target demographic is 50 to 60-year-old women, then you can know that's the fastest-growing demographic on Facebook. So that might be a good place to spend time. Maybe they're not. You know, maybe your demographic is more interested in video or something like that. So do a little research, find out where they're spending their time, and solve their problems. If you have success one time, you can generally expect to have a client for life. So that's really special. And the internet can really allow for you to build those relationships in a way that is rather unprecedented. So it's really exciting. So again, attraction marketing, we're looking at visibility, branding, relationship building, trust, and the ability to solve people's problems. And if you just write those five things down and spend some time with them all, working them out, before you go online, you'll have a lot better success online than if you don't. So I really recommend that.
Thank you, Kylie. It's like so much information. I just in a few minutes that you have been speaking, I learned so much, and I can see how a coach could really develop their practice by following just those few basic principles. And I wanted to tell our listener today that I invited Kylie because Kylie is she's a faculty in our School of Transformative Coaching, Sedvatov School of Transformative Coaching. In the School of Transformative Coaching, we are offering a class on marketing yourself as a coach, and Kylie is going to be is the faculty, the person who is going to train our coaches to market themselves online. And if you have any interest to become a coach yourself, to really help the world through your abilities to be there with people, to support them, to empower them, to move forward with their dream, maybe their dream about losing weight or having a better relationship, making more money, or connecting on a deeper level, on a spiritual level, then Salvatore Institute's School of Coaching is a place where you will be supported to really live your dream. And Kylie, is as part of the faculty, is going to carry for you that learning of knowing how to get your client, how to develop your community, how to find your clients. And, okay, Kylie, I have a question. Could you give like a specific online technology that you recommend? What will you recommend? Like for someone who is like ready, someone who just graduated from the coach training, Sedvatov coach training, and want to begin to build up a practice, attract clients. What technology will you recommend?
That's a good question, Marie. And I think one of the more obvious first places to start is just with a basic website. Some of the main components you really want to have in there is a free gift, like I was saying. You want to have a welcome video or some kind of video where people can get to know you because, like I said earlier, there's so many millions of people that are out there doing the same thing you're doing, and that can be a really nice touch. It establishes a personal connection right away. So we have, you know, a basic website. And on your website, you really want to have a place where you can get people's information. So email is a really basic marketing technique, stay in touch marketing it's called. And I just got an email in my inbox an hour ago, actually, from one of my mentors, Christian Mickelson, who also works with coaches. And he said in the beginning, when he was just starting out, he had an email list of 500 people, and from that email list of 500 people, which it might sound like a lot, but once you really get going, it's actually a pretty small list. He was able to pull in $20,000 a month selling programs, group coaching, audio programs, and things like that from just 500 people. So it's obvious, but it's really significant just having the website and the email. However, social media is on the increase, on the rise every day. I don't know if you knew this, but in 2010, Facebook surpassed Google in traffic. I think it was like in February or March of last year. So to overlook something like Facebook, it's unbelievable how much progress and how many connections you can make on Facebook. So first of all, there's millions and millions of users on Facebook, and the amount of people using Facebook is increasing by the thousands every day. So this is really wonderful. It has more traffic than Google, but besides just the fact that it has more traffic, people are spending more time there. So if you have a website, that's fine. People might come on there. They might scroll through and read things. But if you have a really nice fan page set up, you're going to get a lot more interaction. There's going to be a lot more opportunity for people to get to know each other, for you to get to know people, for you to understand what your target audience and your client base, what their needs are, what they want, what they're desiring, what some of their issues and concerns in life are. So that's a really important tool. And I would say that Facebook is probably my most recommended social media site. And, of course, there's LinkedIn, there's Twitter, there's all these different sites, there's Zig. People are using a lot of different social media sites, and their new ones are sprouting up every day. Of course, Google just launched their third social media attempt, Google+, you know, not a bad place to spend some time. I still think Facebook is the best way to build a business, especially in the beginning. So in addition to having a personal profile, you'll want to have a fan page. They're really easy to set up. You can set one up in 5 minutes. It's always nice to customize them. So, you know, there's a lot of places out there where you can, if you're just starting out and you can't necessarily hire a designer to customize your page, there's a lot of sites out there that will, you know, offer you a template to just maybe have a capture page on there, maybe have a place where you can take information, add videos, embed videos, things like that. So that's definitely, I think, a really amazing way to start your business out. And the kinds of content that you're going to want to put on your fan page is what's going to cause you to stand out in the sort of saturated marketplace. So really, Facebook is not a place to pitch your product or service. It's not a place to say, I'm coaching, I'm a coach now, you know, this is my rate, this is what I am offering. It's really a place to offer value. So any tips that you can offer to your community on whatever your niche is, you want to be really staying up on the research and whatever it is that you're offering, whatever your unique contribution or your unique selling proposition is, you really want to hone in on that and craft some good material from there. So you can shoot a video in a minute yourself. You can use other people's videos. You can put really inspiring quotes, just something that's going to add value to people's lives that doesn't take them more than 5 minutes to engage with, that they would feel inspired to leave a comment or repost or reshare. So that's a way that you can really use Facebook to start to build your business and to get people. The idea is to get your content to go viral, so you really want high quality, value-based information on your fan page. And people do spend a lot of time on Facebook, so it's definitely a place to put your effort and to start out, I think. And of course, my second favorite, I love Facebook and I'm a big fan of Facebook, as I've said. My second favorite way to market is video. I love video. I think it's so powerful. I read somewhere that in 5 years, it's projected that the content, even on Google, five times more information and content will be through video than through articles and web pages and things of that nature. So this is really a good time. We're on the bottom of the J curve. Like, we haven't even really seen what video is going to do in the marketplace. So this is a really good time to take advantage of that. There are so many sites where you can have a channel. I mean, we all know YouTube. It has millions and billions of users every day. It also has a lot of competition, so it can be advantageous to look at some of the other sites, too. There's Metacafe, there's Blip TV, Yahoo Video, there's Google Video. There's plenty of places where you can put your videos online. Facebook has its own video sharing servers. But, you know, you can always just put something on YouTube and then share it all over the web. So that's always a good way to go. There's services like TubeMogul that will help you to upload a video one time, and then you're distributing them all over the web with just one upload. So there's a lot of different technologies out there to make video production really easy, really simple. One thing that I noticed, like a lot of my students that have taken my classes and that I've coached, they get a little bit hung up on making a really high polished video, like they want to edit it for hours and hours. You can make a video in 2 hours. You can, you know, script it out, shoot it with your webcam, and upload it. You can make it in an hour, 2 hours. It's not totally important that your video is really polished. What is important is that you establish a connection, you make a really clear and concise point, and that you interest people in what you're offering. And you don't do it in a way that's markety or pitchy. You're just giving them value. So the content of your videos is the same as Facebook. You're offering value to your community. That's the most important thing. So, yeah, I love video. I think it's really important. I really want to emphasize the importance of, if you have a website or a blog, putting a welcome video on there. You know, give people a tour of your site, tell them what you can do for them, tell them what you're passionate about, introduce yourself in a way that's really engaging. And, yeah, I think video is just going to become more and more important in the next couple of years than it even is now. So there's a lot more I could say about video, and I will be teaching a class, so if you're enthusiastic about video, we'll really dive into it then. There's a lot more that could be said. But I would be remiss if I did not mention blogging, and I want to just go over that briefly, because starting in around 05, 06, you know, blogging became a really integrated part of all online business. Pretty much all companies have blogs. Everyone has a blog these days, it seems like. Sometimes they integrate it into their website, and sometimes it's separate, but it's a really important way to establish yourself as a credible authority in your field, to establish some leadership and respect for yourself. You know, I've mentioned this before, but it's really important to realize how much competition there is. And at the same time, if you understand these technologies and you utilize them correctly, the idea of attraction marketing in You Inc. is that when you present yourself in such a way that you differentiate yourself from the marketplace, from the competition, I don't like that word competition, but I'm not sure exactly how else to say it. When you differentiate yourself, you essentially are eliminating competition. So a blog is a really great technology to do this with, because it gives people a chance to really see who you are, what you're about, what you know. You know, you're sharing information with people. You might be sharing some coaching techniques, or you might be sharing some tips and secrets of how people can achieve success in your particular niche area. So you can really do that with blogs. The Google search engines love WordPress, and it's really easy to integrate video. And Facebook is integratable, like really easy. It's really easy to integrate Facebook with WordPress, so WordPress is definitely the way to go as far as blogs are concerned. But it's a really good way to get your brand message out there, and you can, if you're just getting started and this is all overwhelming, you can just take a look at other coaches, what they're doing, how did they set up their blogs, you know, what kind of content are they writing. Jonathan Budd, Katie Freiling, they're really good people. Check out their blogs, see what they're doing. They have like 30,000 subscribers and followers. So, you know, just see what other people are doing, and don't reinvent the wheel. And that's the best way to go when you're just starting out. Once you get a little more advanced and your practice is building, then you can kind of you can kind of go off a little bit into uncharted territory. But for now, you know, I think the best way to deal with building your business and negotiate, you know, information overload is just to kind of like look around in your field, check out videos, check out blogs, see what other people are doing, and kind of put your own spin on it. But just like follow the example of those who have been really successful. There's a lot of coaches out there that love what they do every single day, and they're making 6 and 7 figures doing it. So it's very much possible, and I believe that it's been made possible entirely through the internet. So these are just some of the tools that you can use. But there, like I said, there's several more. There's Twitter, there's LinkedIn. As long as you're exhibiting the five principles that we talked about earlier, when you're on there, then you'll have success. So once again, that's leadership, branding, relationship, trust, and solving people's problems. So no matter what technology you're using, if you stick with those basic principles, you will, I have no doubt in my mind that you will have the success that you want to have, and that whatever you value as being success, if you want a five-figure income, if you just want a side job, if you just want part-time work, if you want to develop product lines, you can do all this using these tools. So Marie, that's pretty much what I have to say about that. I don't know if there's any more questions or if you have anything else to share with us today.
Thank you. I feel strongly now about about material for coaches to market themselves, because I know if transformative coaches and even more so those who have, you know, follow the Salvatore training, because I know that in that training they will be fully equipped to really transform people's lives. If they have a way to market themselves, then that's a way to transform the world. That's a way to change the world, to have many, many, many around the world who are visible, who are brand themselves, who attract their clients. And I appreciate that. I feel very hopeful with your presentation. And now, yes, we have many coaches in training now, and we have many coaches who have been who are now coaches and in the world and doing coaching, and many coaches to come. And let's say that in our community of coaches, if some of them want to learn more from you, if they want to move forward and really take their marketing seriously, and hire you to help them. What is it that you're offering, Kylie?
Well, I have been teaching a class, actually, and it's broken down into 5 weeks, and it's 2 hours, and we really go deep into all of these different principles and technology. So we will actually work individually with people within the group context to develop their unique selling proposition, to develop their branding message, to really understand, to craft their marketing message so that it's consistent. We'll also dive really deeply into using Facebook appropriately, using Facebook to market in a respectable fashion, as well as WordPress and video. And so we dive really in depth. By the end of the class, people will be able to make and upload videos and to understand how to do content creation. There's a really big focus in the class on content creation. That's 98% of your marketing is in content creation. So the next one will start Monday, November 7th, and people can Skype in. So if anyone's interested in that, they can contact me at my email address, which is kyliedavy@gmail.com. So if we have anyone interested, please feel free to contact me.
If someone wanted to find you on Facebook, how do they do that?
They can just look me up on Facebook. I have a personal profile. I accept, you know, I'd be happy to accept requests at that. It's Kylie Davy, D-E-V-I. So it's K-Y-L-I-E, D-E-V-I. People can find me there. And, I look forward to meeting new people and networking and offering value and just continuing to grow my network and to help you guys grow your network and just go from there.
Thank you, Kylie, and I know those who are already in a coach training, soon, Kylie, on November 19th is going to offer our class, a 2-hour class for those in a coach training. And thank you for our listener. And I look forward to be with you with David next week at the same place. Have a good week. Bye.